Real news and great conversation. A Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another email for federal workers with another deadline for listing on-the-job accomplishments.
Many federal employees received a second email this weekend demanding they list five tasks they completed at work last week, according to emails reviewed by ABC News. The emails give a Monday night deadline and do not address whether or not replying would lead to possible job loss. But Musk saying those who fail to respond will be fired. Writing on X, the president has made it clear that this is mandatory for the executive branch.
That's ABC's Selena Wang. Israel has begun blocking all aid into Gaza again. Hamas hoping to move into phase two of the ceasefire. Israel trying to extend phase one. At the Oscars, Anora won Best Picture. Director Sean Baker pushing for more funding for smaller films like his.
I want to thank the Academy for recognizing a truly independent film. This film was made on the blood, sweat, and tears of incredible indie artists.
146 measles cases across nine Texas counties now. This is ABC News. Wildfire is burning across the Carolinas. The flames stoked by dry conditions and gusty winds, similar to what California experienced a few weeks ago.
The fire was raging right across the street. I was told that I had to evacuate, and we got my mother-in-law and my wife out.
That man and his family able to safely leave the community of Beach Church, Carolina. This could be a tough weather week for others in the southeast as well.
The severe thunderstorm threat really ramps up into Tuesday with damaging wind gusts, hail, tornadoes, all possible from Texas to Alabama and in New Orleans. It's not just those storms, but strong damaging wind gusts throughout the day. That could impact Mardi Gras festivities into Tuesday night.
ABC meteorologist Danny Beckstrom. Opening statements are expected to begin in a couple of hours in the trial of a man charged with killing seven people and wounding dozens of others at a 4th of July parade in the Chicago suburb of Highland Park, Illinois. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Donald Trump is out of control, stopping payments for health care and food for hungry kids, eliminating the Department of Education, and letting unelected billionaire Elon Musk fire anyone he wants and get access to your most private information. We need a Supreme Court justice who will keep them in check before they go too far. That's Judge Susan Crawford.
I'm Judge Susan Crawford. As a former prosecutor and now as a judge, I believe in protecting you, your family, and your right to privacy, and that women have the right to make their own decisions about their health care. Because to me, that's just common sense.
Donald Trump and Elon Musk are both backing Brad Schimmel. He'll do whatever they want. That's why we need Judge Susan Crawford, the common sense judge who will keep them in check. Judge Susan Crawford for Supreme Court. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. Crawford for WI.com.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
Wisconsin falls short to the Spartans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers had the lead at halftime, but lost to the Spartans at Michigan State, 71-62. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
You're always going to build your program and your team to be able to survive those. And the two things that we didn't do well enough when you have one of these 5-for-32 games, and part of that's Michigan State's defense, part of it, you know, we had good looks. I thought we had some really good looks at times from the right guys.
Up next, Wisconsin plays the Gophers in Minnesota Wednesday night. Marquette with a win over the weekend at Georgetown. They head north to face UConn on Wednesday. UW-Milwaukee had no trouble against Detroit Mercy. The Panthers winning 89-67, securing the number 3 seed in the Horizon League tournament. And the number 1 ranked Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey team shut out Bemidji State in Madison 11-0. So the Badgers advance to the first round of the WCHA playoffs Friday in Duluth. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. I'm currently 3 episodes into the new season of Reacher, and so far, I would recommend it as a Pete pick. Actual giant Alan Ritchson has returned as the title character, kicking butt and taking names. Season 3 so far has more of a feel like season 1, where Reacher stays true to the character, giving assistance to the underdog and those in need. Reacher Season 3 gets a so far so good rating. Stay tuned. Spoiler alert regarding White Lotus Season 2. Season 3 of the hit HBO show is underway. White Lotus is always set at a White Lotus resort, where in Episode 1, we learn a murder has been committed, but don't find out who the victim is or who done it until the last episode of the season. Jennifer Coolidge was the victim in Season 2 and says she hopes that her on-screen husband, played by John Grise, is the victim in the third season. That seems the obvious choice, but writer-creator Mike White likes to keep the audience guessing. You can catch White Lotus at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights on Max. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We are tracking a system that will bring some light rain late tonight through tomorrow, and then heavy rain tomorrow night with rain mixing with and changing to snow on Wednesday. And there could be some accumulation, so stay tuned for updates on this one. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to the mid-40s for a high today. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Earl Ingram.
It's Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show, and I have a fantastic guest ready to chat about the latest developments in both local and national news. Be sure to tune in and find out.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! Happy Monday to you. It's going to be a great week.
It is.
It's going to be a great month. You know what? I feel like it's still cold. A little bit cold.
Daylight savings time?
Yeah. You just feel like we kind of got
turn
through
the corner.
It. Don't you?
Yep, I do.
You always feel like you have to survive. Remember the old song, Todd? Okay, Todd, listen to me. Todd, pay attention now.
I'm here.
1969. Todd.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
I want to say Merle Haggard.
All right.
If we make it through December.
Yep.
Remember?
Yep.
Everything's going to be all right. Remember that song?
What
if
was
we
his point?
Make it to December.
Leather?
He lost his job. He had kids. Didn't know if he had money for Christmas, but if we can make. This is it. Todd is unbelievable. Right. Todd is a magician.
Right. What year did you say this
69.
Was?
69.
Ooh.
Oh.
Double check on that.
If we make it through December. Everything's gonna be all right. I know. Remember this?
Yeah, I kind of.
Yeah.
I was in a big.
I still say 1969. I was a huge Merle Haggard fan.
Yeah.
All those guys. Love them.
Well, this says, boy, we got to have you checked out.
Yeah.
This says 74.
74?
Yeah.
No. Really?
That's what it says.
All right.
Well.
Yeah, well, released in 1973 and was a hit in 74.
In Nagani, it took a while.
Right.
You got to travel slow. Right.
For records right. to make it that far. Did you guys watch the Oscars last night?
No.
I watched it for a while, and then I literally fell asleep. I thought Conan was good. No? You guys know nothing? Zero?
I saw some clips of him. I thought he was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought he did
a nice
tough
gig.
Oh, my gosh. What a tough room, huh?
Oh, the pressure's on, too.
Oh, my goodness.
The big announcement is who's announcing, so yeah.
And people just want to rip you, you know what I mean? They want you to make
mistakes.
Did you
know the movies? I mean, I read them this morning. I went through
Zero,
all 10.
The movie that I was doing the same thing.
Best actor,
half an hour
best
ago,
actress, supporting.
I was on my phone to see who won so we could talk about it. And it's like, I never heard of that movie.
I've heard of them.
I never heard of that person.
Yeah.
I never heard of
that. Well, that one guy that made your comeback, that actor of the year, right? Didn't he win like 20 years ago and now he's back?
Adam Brody?
Yeah.
He was really great in a couple of... He was really great in The Pianist. Did you ever see that movie?
No, I think he got an award for that.
That was such... Where he played a Jewish... Like the top... it's a true story, based on a true story. The top pianist... Am I saying that right? Pianist? Yeah.
Pianist.
Yeah. Right. In Poland. And he was Jewish.
Yeah.
And was put in the concentration... He hid the whole time. And then a German officer found him and helped him out because he was a big music guy.
I think this, what he got yesterday, is kind of the same genre. It's I think he's a Nazi that.
Right? What is it?
No, I don't know anything about it. No, I think he comes over looking for a job. I think it happens in the United States. Another one, where did that happen?
Poland.
Yeah. No, I think he's in the United States. You know, I don't know. I read a little bit about it, and I think it's the same flavor movie.
You know what's so bizarre? I was reading about Gene Hackman, and it talked about when he won the his awards. It's like every movie that was listed that he was up against, saw it five times, saw it. Now, what's going on? I mean, there's more media than there's ever been. You can't get away from it. And why don't we know about these movies?
That's probably why. Because there's so much other entertainment. Back in the day, it was TV, movies, music, right? True. And now you can watch pretty much anything.
That is actually a really good point. When a new movie would come out, that was a big event.
Right. Sound of Music. Yeah. Those are big. But you're right about that, because now there's so many things. And even sports is bigger than it was. You know, just everything. There's just so many entertainment dollars.
But you know, same thing. Like my brother, I talked to my brother yesterday. He's a big Detroit Piston fan. You know, lives in the UP or whatever. He goes, hey, and I used to cover the Pistons when I worked there. Hey, did you see a Pistons game then? I'm like, nah. Because why don't you watch? I go, I don't know. I said, I never know when they're on. I never know what channel. I never know what, you know, back in the day. Man, if there was an NBA game on TV, it was like a Sunday afternoon, and that was it, and everybody watched.
My brother talked to me about some trade. I'm like, I don't even know what team. You know what I mean? Like, people, but that's their outlet.
Kevin Durant?
Yeah, is that what it was?
No. There's been a couple of big ones.
Okay.
Yeah. But no, but the big thing is going on right now in sports like that, it's not the nation. Who is it that's giving up Major League? Oh, ESPN. Major League Baseball just fired ESPN.
Wow.
I mean, that's like a huge thing. Major League Baseball has been on ESPN for 30 years, and Major League Baseball said, you don't give us enough coverage. Goodbye.
Wow.
I mean, it's
competitive.
Wow. Yeah. But you never, I don't know. Again, I'm an old guy who I never know when anything's on. I never know what channel things are going to be on. Even the NFL nowadays. You know, in these midweek games, I don't know where they are.
Right. And now it's, so I always, I told you this, looked at sports as an escape.
Yeah.
Remember I told you that? Like, I would just go to a game or watch this. I don't like the Canadians booing us. I think that's bringing politics into hockey.
I agree.
Now, I agree. We said some things we should have said, but I think they're, president is okay with that, and that's not good. He should say, look, come on, we're Canadians.
I hate to say this, I never talk politics. I never will. But I guarantee you one thing. The Canadians will find a way to screw with us. Like, you can't. I remember that potato thing. Guys were like, oh, my God, what a horrible experience trying to go fishing in Canada. They pulled us out. They managed to take everything out of our car.
Oh, that.
They can screw with Americans. To a degree, like,
I just hope we keep
that's
it
not
separate.
A country I want to screw. They're nice. They're whatever,
sister
but
company.
They're right. Not a country I want to mess with because they will find ways. Don't get in a bar fight with Canadians. Don't go to a bachelor party with Canadians. That happened to me in Mexico. They had to send Murphy. That's that true story. They had to send Murphy out to find me.
A Canadian bachelor party in Mexico.
Wow, yes!
Wow.
Two borders.
Oh, my God. Where they had these drinks that they would light on fire.
Yeah.
Call Julie. That's embarrassing.
I'll see if I can get a hold of her.
Call Julie. Yep. Ask her what happened. The night I hooked up with a bunch of Canadians at a bachelor party in Mexico. Ask her what happened.
Julie, let me apologize right
she's
now.
She's listening. I guarantee you she's
I'm
listening.
I'm sure she is.
She listens. Yeah, give her a call when you get a chance here. Yeah. And then I also found the video when we were on our honeymoon in Jamaica.
You showed me that the other day.
And we were with this Rastafarian. We didn't want to pay the real money to go with so we hired this Rastafarian to take us out of his little canoe to go snorkeling.
Oh.
Well, okay, but he only had one snorkel thing, and that was the one he was using. We had to use his.
Wow.
And I got video of her. She gave me a look that she wanted to just
kill you.
Kill me.
Yeah.
Just literally, I not even quickly.
They have to, like
with a can opener in my throat. He rinsed it out in the water.
Oh, yeah, so it doesn't fog up.
Uh-huh. And the mouthpiece.
Yeah. I'm afraid she did Julie? That.
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
Julie. Good morning.
No, okay, you're a big hockey fan. You're a big fan of Canadian hockey players, correct?
Correct, yep.
What would you, if Jim, so Jim and his lovely wife Donna, they're going on vacation, a cruise and everything. Would you recommend Jim hook up with a bunch of Canadian hockey players at a bachelor party?
Probably not. He wants to find his way back to his room on the ship.
Was it bad? Was it bad that people came up to you at breakfast and said, "Is John okay? I saw him sleeping on that bench in the jungle."
Wow.
Those are the days, John. Those are the days.
And you were with him? You were his?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, and the unfortunate thing was it was a family vacation with WIXX. Yeah, John was with us too. So, sorry, John.
Yeah, so that's the night.
A lot of dads go on family vacations and then go to a bachelor party. Good, John.
Yeah.
I thought that was the norm. Yeah.
They were Canadians. They're drinking flaming drinks. What could go wrong?
Right. Wow.
So that's right. The time. Mm-hmm. So they called Murphy to try to find me. Remember that?
Yes.
So I tried. They were all little cabins. Riviera Maya is where it was. They're little cabins in the jungle. So I looked at the map and I knock on the door at like 3:30, at 3 o'clock. Who's there?
Oh.
I'm like, who are you? What are you doing in my room? And he opens the door. He goes, this isn't your room. I'm like, oh, sorry. So I walk all the way back to the lodge, through the jungle, study the map, walk all the way back. Is that you again? Oof. Went to the wrong place again.
Need the compass.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's when I decided to sleep on the bench along the path. And people go ahead, Julie.
Yeah. No, I just was my, you know, verification that I do need therapy.
Yeah.
There you go.
So the next morning, people are walking to breakfast from our tour, and there I was laid out sleeping on.
Wow.
Yeah.
They told us, Julie, they told us on our cruise that some people who've been on cruises, we're back and forth on if this is the right thing to do, but just in case I meet some Canadians, they said bring magnets and put them on your door so you could, because they all look the same, so you can know what door is yours.
You serious?
Oh,
I'm serious. That's what they said.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
I'm going to take one of ours.
But I think Julie and I are both thinking the same thing. Somebody take a magnet off and put it on the wrong door, right?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. I would do that. Murphy and I would have absolutely done that.
Okay, you're right. There you go. Usually I think like that. I'm going to get some tape or something. I'll put it over it. But I'm going to take some,
Yeah. But anyway, WGBW I just want to give Jim some tips on hanging out with Canadians on his vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah, just be careful, Jim.
I think I'll call you first. Yeah, I'll call you first, Julie.
Yeah. So I just went.
Or the person they're with was crazy. One of the two.
And I also showed Todd the video of when you scuba dived with or snorkel dived with the Rastafarian using his equipment.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was not good. Yeah. I was like forced to do that though.
Yeah.
Well, not really forced.
But don't they have those racks of rentals? Or what do you?
We took the cheap way. We didn't go through the agency.
No, I meant.
Are you that surprised, Jim? Really? Well, I just do a discount thing or what?
I just thought down by the beach, you know, they have just those like, and you just grab one.
We use the same one that he used.
Nice. Sanitary. Yeah.
She loved it.
It's before COVID, I'm sure.
I wish you would just really get rid of that. Evidence. You know,
I have to tell you, Julie, you looked very lovely, so it's nice.
Oh, well, thanks, Todd.
I saw your wedding, some of your wedding video. That was nice, too.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's nice.
And then there was something else I can't talk about on the air. So.
Yeah, I didn't know that other stuff was on there. So, forget about it.
Okay. Okay, I gotta go.
All right. Keep the highways rolling. See ya. We have to take a quick break. Monday morning. Back after this.
If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December.
From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
Ready for the ultimate getaway? Picture this, a cozy cabin in Wisconsin's Northwoods, surrounded by nature's beauty, crystal clear lakes, and endless adventure. Be it fishing, boating, snowmobiling, or just kicking back by a campfire under the stars. This is relaxation like never before. Cook your own meals, enjoy private docks, and even bring your furry friends along for the ride. It's a perfect spot for family fun, a romantic retreat, and more. What kind of trip are you planning? Book your Northwoods vacation rental at SimpleLifeRentals.com.
Hey, it's Brian from Heights Pub and Parlor, 217 North Washington Street in Green Bay.
And I'm Ashley. Get your happy hour on every Monday through Thursday, 2 to 6 p.m. with $4 rail mixers and drafts and $3 bottled beers.
Plus, we've upgraded our kitchen. We now use lard in our fryers for healthier, tastier food. Check out our prime Angus burgers, pressed paninis, and our fresh walleye.
Hosting a party? Book our second floor parlor with a third level loft. They're perfect for get-togethers.
Heights Pub and Parlor, online at heightsgb.com or follow us on Facebook.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
If we make it through December,
everything's gonna be all right.
It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor.
So we're talking at
my break. Theme was if we make it to March.
Yeah, that's, well, and we're there.
We're there. That's what I mean. That's what I'm in a great mood. It's March. I love
daylight
March.
Savings time.
Love March. Love the high school and college basketball tournaments. By the way, we're going to be talking with Mark Daniels, who covered, well, all sports, but especially high school sports better than maybe anybody media-wise outside of newspapers in Green Bay sports history. Yeah. Really, he did high school. I bet he did 1,000 high school basketball games. Oh. And March is so much fun, and we've got such great history. And again, I just, you know, when people make changes, some administrator comes in and makes a huge change, and then in a couple of years leaves their job or whatever. But the sectional basketball tournaments at the Brown County Arena were such a wonderful event. They were fantastic. They didn't need to be changed. It was great for everybody, the players, the coaches, the cheerleaders, the pom-pom girls, the bands, the everybody, the media. It was a great thing. And, of course, they blew it up, and now they no longer have it.
Yeah,
I hate high school administrative people that make these unbelievably stupid changes like the WIAA does. Ugh, don't get me started. Don't get me wound up today.
All right.
It's a nice day. It's March. It's a Monday. I'm good.
Good.
It's 31 degrees in Green Bay, 30 in Appleton, 30 in Oshkosh. The winds are coming from the southwest at 6 miles an hour.
That's probably close.
No, it's right on.
South at 7.
It's close.
A little bit southwest. Thank you, Todd.
You bet.
Today is Irish Whiskey Day. Now, Jameson's the only one I would know.
Huh?
What else? What are other Irish whiskey? Todd, you would know this.
Man, I went
other than Jameson, what's an Irish whiskey?
Man, I went to a guy's house. Actually, I was campaigning over on the King of Arms, that area. And I went in. And
Reggie Weiss?
He had... what's that?
Reggie White's house?
No.
Because that was a big deal. See, Reggie White was a King of Arms.
Is he Irish?
Yeah, I think so. Wow.
Really? Well, Irish guy. I was just saying, and he had the, it didn't have the label on it. It was just those crafts, you know, that, just a glass bottle that was all right in the front and poured one. I mean.
How was it?
It was, he said this is some, I don't know, I forgot how old it was, Irish whiskey, but, it was good. It was good. I'm not a big whiskey guy. I don't really. It's smooth, I guess, but not my thing.
You know, that's weird because you like gin.
Yeah.
And I told you I
like scotch too.
Yeah. Okay. I accidentally bought a bottle of gin a few weeks ago, and I poured 3/4 of it down my drain. I can't think of a worse tasting thing than gin, other than scotch. Those are two. You got to be serious about your drinking. If you drink scotch or gin, how can you? Todd, have you had either? I'm sure you've had.
Yeah.
Do you like the flavor of either one?
But the gin, though, maybe a gin gimlet or. But you can't just drink straight gin. I'll give you that.
Yeah, right. I don't mind gin.
Yeah.
You know, it's not my first choice, but.
This is no lie. When I was at the, got my oil changed a month or so ago, or whatever. By the way, how often do you have to get your oil changed with your Kia, Todd?
Well, I don't have a Kia anymore, as you know, so.
Oh, my God. It's a quart every 1,000 miles.
You have to add oil or change the oil?
Have to add oil every 1,000 miles. They got a great thing, though, at that 5-minute oil change place where you get an oil change and you can go back, I don't know how many times before your next oil change, and they'll top it off for free.
Oh.
With the price of oil these days, I mean, that's a great thing.
That is.
But I mean, I go through a whole crankcase of oil in like 3,000 miles. That's how bad it, the Kias are with the oil.
So that's Kias or that's your Kia?
Yeah, they'd had a recall, but I bought it used from a place in Two Rivers. And the warranty was already expired. Yeah. So you ever see those little snippets on the internet or wherever they are? Okay. To me, the internet is everywhere. Over your phone, you know, but I'm on the internet.
Oh, those videos.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they go, they're in a garage. They go, Bob, what car would you not want your daughter to buy? And they'll throw out the different things. It's really kind of cool because these are all regular mechanics. I mean, they're not, spokespeople for different things. Because they'll throw out all the different ones. Everybody will have a different opinion.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
They're not getting paid or anything. They're just.
I've never seen favoritism towards any other brand.
Wow.
I really haven't. I mean, and they'll ask them all different questions about, who's got the worst, burns the most oil? Well, it'll be a Volvo. Well, it'll be a so-and-so.
Huh.
What kind of cars do you not want to work on? Well, so-and-so, because it's hard to get to the spark plugs, and it's really pretty fascinating. Oh, have you ever seen those, Todd?
Occasionally, yeah.
Those are pretty. Yeah. I think they're really interesting. I really are. So, anyway. But today is Irish Whiskey Day. Like I said, Jameson's the only one I would know.
Yeah. No, this guy, there wasn't a label on it. It was my point that it was just Irish whiskey that he was bragging
straight?
About. Yeah.
Did you like it?
No. Okay. No, I didn't. I want to say that. It tastes different than scotch.
Well, that's not a bad thing.
You know?
Scotch, to me, tastes like... And I had one of my greatest friends in the world, my old next-door neighbor. He was like a scotch connoisseur.
Yeah.
And he'd go to like the Scotch Fest or whatever in Chicago. It's a big thing. And he'd have these like $150 bottles of scotch. He'd be like, hey, try this one. And honest to God, if you said, is that Brasso or is that $150 liquor? Just, you got to really acquire that taste.
And that, I think, was his point, was that Irish house, Irish guy, you would know him if I told you. And just, that's was his welcome.
So you're not going to be here for my birthday, then. So we can't do a show that morning, then.
No, right. I'll call you.
Mm. What else is it? Simply Your Life.
No, Simplify.
Oh, Simplify. No, it's Simply. Simply or Simplify?
There's an I in there. Simplify.
Simplify.
Simplify Your Life Day. Okay.
Now, that's a good day.
Yeah.
Too much clutter.
I agree.
In your head.
Oh, my God.
In your house.
Would somebody tell me when bulletin boards became so expensive? I went to Office Max yesterday to buy a bulletin board. It was like $75. I didn't buy it. It was like $75 for a bulletin board. Just cork. Just the old-fashioned little cork things. They're like $80. Is cork endangered? I mean, seriously,
tariffs.
What happened?
I don't know.
You can't believe it. So you know what I did?
Facebook.
No. Went to Menards and bought just some foam insulation using that.
The white stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the big sheets that you'd put in between the studs and the joists.
Yeah.
That was a good idea. $8 versus like $75.
That's MacGyver.
Good. Ah, damn right I'm MacGyver. Today is also Canadian Bacon Day. Love me a little back bacon. Remember back bacon, Todd?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hey, that's some back bacon and some Labatt's. Moscow Mule Day. I love them.
Vodka.
Caretaker Appreciation Day.
Love them.
Much respect for them. Cold Cuts Day. This is a big day. This is right in our wheelhouse. Brittany Merlot, Mark Daniels, Caleb Perrin.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
All of production agriculture bracing to see what happens with tariffs. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news, and that includes our U.S. livestock sector. Buck Wehrbein, president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, was in Wisconsin recently. He says they're watching to see what happens next.
Tariffs are interesting because President Trump in his first term believed in them, and what did he say? Beautiful word, you know, tariffs. I think our position needs to be that he ran on that. He said he was going to use them and for different reasons, and we need to let it play out and give it a chance to see how it works for him. Tariffs are an economic issue, correct? And I'm not sure any of us totally understand economics. And if you do A, will B happen? And so we're concerned. I run a feedlot. I get paid to worry, and I'm good at it. And so I worry about this too, but I'm willing to give it a chance. It worked okay during the first Trump administration, so we'll give it some time.
Preaching patience, that is the new president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Buck Wehrbein, a special guest during the Wisconsin Winter Cattlemen's Conference in Mauston. Markets are next.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
$1 billion. That's how much equipment is stolen from U.S. construction sites every year. These thieves are stalling projects, hurting Wisconsin's family-owned businesses, and driving up costs for everyone. Judge Brad Schimmel takes theft seriously. He holds criminals accountable and protects the people who are just trying to do their jobs. Call Judge Schimmel and thank him for protecting us. Paid for by the Associated Builders and Contractors of Wisconsin.
On Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped 2.5 cents to 178. 40-pound block cheese down 9.5 to 177.5. Double A butter stood still, 234.5 per pound. As we start a Monday morning, right now we've got December new crop corn down a penny, 454. November new crop beans are up a penny at 1030. The July new crop wheat up a nickel at 575. Currently, the April Class 3 milk that goes into cheese down 3. At 1824 a hundredweight. Speaking of cheese, don't forget, tomorrow's the beginning of the U.S. Champion Cheese event happening at the Resch Expo Center in Green Bay. Follow the activity online, uschampioncheese.org. I'm PM Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We are tracking a system that will bring some light rain late tonight through tomorrow and then heavy rain tomorrow night with rain mixing with and changing to snow on Wednesday. And there could be some accumulation, so stay tuned for updates on this one. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to the mid-40s for a high today. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Have you heard Rojo and Van Orton deny that Republicans are trying to cut Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security? I break down the numbers and call them liar, liar, pants on fire, starting at 2.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Hey!
ready.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries. And we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick. Drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. A beautiful Monday morning out there. 31 degrees in Green Bay, 30 in Appleton, 30 in Oshkosh. On 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. And we're joined by the lovely and talented Brittany Merlot. Hello,
good
Brittany.
Morning.
Hey, Brittany.
So, Brittany, I was
How are
at
you guys?
Good. I was at enough about you. Let me talk, Brittany. I was at Boss's News the other day.
Okay.
And I thought about you.
Were you?
Because there's a magazine I did a story on. Are you listening to me, Brittany?
I am.
That is a magazine about your life.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
I thought, I can't wait to talk to Brittany and ask if she reads this magazine. Back in like 1988, I did a story on this guy, and he passed away. His name was Greg Marr. And he's from Stevens Point, I believe, or Wausau.
Okay.
Right near Wheel. It's like, oh my gosh, this is, and I can't think of the name of the magazine now. But it's all about, but it's been going on. What I'm saying is this magazine's been in existence, and you know how hard it is for magazines to stay in existence.
Yeah.
And it's all about the things you do. It's all about fat tire bike riding. It's about kayaking. It's about winter camping, and it's like this is made specifically for Brittany Merlot. Have you ever read that magazine?
Well, you don't know the name of it.
I can't think the name of it.
Outdoor World.
Hitting the Outdoor.
Sounds right
hitting
my alley, though. That sounds like a, I get, amazing.
But it's like, oh, my God, Brittany, do you subscribe to this magazine? Because everything you talk about that you do on the weekends is what this magazine is all about.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Yes.
Seriously, I'm so glad that Wisconsin has something like this because I was like, I love pushing it. I love opening the door for other people to see what there is to do. Yes.
But Bosses, I think, is the only place that carries that. We got to get Lisa on from Bosses, and we got to have her talk to you. It's like you should write for this magazine.
That's what I'm thinking.
All the experiences you have and you do, you'd be a perfect reporter for them.
Well, thank you. I should, that would be so much fun. And those would be the fun part of my job, too. I mean, the weather.
Exactly.
Pain in the butt.
Exactly. And I think it's right in Wausau or Stevens Point where it's produced.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. We have to find this.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
10 cents
so
a word.
Much.
Is that what you guys get?
I don't know. I
probably more than that now.
Okay. I'm just going to throw one out there. Mountain Magazine?
No.
Mountain Gazette?
Nope.
No. Okay.
Nope.
Brittany, can't you just like get your own website, blog it, and they get advertisers
should,
to go across the banners across the top?
I mean, last week when we talked to you, it's like, and, you know, Jim and I, what'd you do this weekend? Oh,
right.
I didn't,
on the couch.
And then
ate dog crackers.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
That's interesting.
He did.
One
two of them.
Time.
Two.
One and a half.
One and a half.
Right. One and a half.
But then, but like last week, well, I went snowmobiling, and I went, you know, biking, and
snowshoeing,
and it's like, oh, my gosh.
Cross-country skiing.
You're the greatest representative of anybody I know for those kind of outdoor
and
activities.
We were talking about our weight loss program, and it does need exercise.
I walked an hour yesterday on a treadmill, Brittany.
You did?
She said.
See, that's awesome.
Well,
that's
you know what?
Boring.
Okay, so
treadmills are so boring.
You know, that's what.
No! Let me. Oh, Todd, I got to tell you an old man moment I had.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus, Lord. So, I'm using my, I'm very proud of myself. I'm using my earbuds.
Okay.
Is that what they're called?
Sure.
Wow.
Earbuds.
Yeah.
And I got it on, I'll be honest, I listen to country music.
Yeah.
Put on a local station with country music. So that's awesome. So then I go to turn them off, and I can't get it off my phone. I can't get the earbuds. So I'm in the elevator here, and there's a young girl like Brittany's. I go, hey, could you help me? I can't get this off. I don't know how to shoot off. I think it's a Bluetooth. And I don't know how to turn it off, and I think my battery's going to die, and I don't know how to turn these off. Honest to God, I had that moment in an elevator yesterday,
and it took her 10 seconds.
She's like, yeah, here, you just have to swipe. I go, just swipe up. Oh. I go, there's a little, should be a little button.
There you go.
Ah, thank you.
Hey, go, those little buggers are confusing.
I go, aren't they though? And she even said that. She said Bluetooth stuff can be confusing.
She was trying to make you feel better.
She's going to go home, and this old guy came in.
And I go, hey, I didn't want to come off like an old sweaty guy in an elevator. Yeah.
But you were an old sweaty guy.
Believe me, she told the story.
Oh, no, you're not. Honest to God.
That's great. That's great.
So what's going on, Brittany?
Oh, not too much. Not too much. Just looking at this big old storm headed our way this week. But
what?
Are you serious?
Know. Yeah.
When?
I did not know this.
No, me either. What? Okay.
Brittany, I declared spring this morning.
Daylight. We did. Daylight savings time is this weekend.
We got a storm coming in?
Darn.
Well, did you know that meteorological spring already started? That was on the 1st, Saturday.
Yeah.
So it is spring.
But we didn't talk to you since then. We're going to call you on Saturday, but we were jogging and stuff.
What is the...
Where are you?
Oh, I wasn't Saturday. I remember I called you Saturday and asked you...
I said my couch feels real comfortable right now.
No, but I asked you if you got sick.
Yeah.
That's why I called you.
A little bit, but it wasn't from the catfish.
Okay, we got to get to Brittany, but I threw up. Do you know the last time
Nice to know, Jim.
You know the last time I threw up was in July of 1991. Yeah.
Okay.
Who keeps track of that stuff?
I don't know.
I talked to my mom last night.
Mom?
Oh, my God.
Was the last time I threw up?
Mommy, when did you think was the last time I threw up?
She said to me, how do you remember that? I just married. Went to the family reunion. You know,
I heard
picnic?
Donna did too. Hey, give me a bell for that.
Yeah, you got it.
Thank you.
Well, all right, move on.
Hi, Brittany.
Anyway, yeah.
Brittany was less than
interested in the story.
I know, right?
All right.
Okay. No, okay.
Yeah. Back.
Brittany, I didn't know we had a storm coming in.
Yeah. So we're going to start to get a little bit breezy today. More and more clouds by tonight. Tomorrow, we'll see a few scattered sprinkles throughout the day, but then the rain ramps up at night, where we're looking to get around an inch of rainfall. And then in the morning on Wednesday, that flips over to a wintry mix, putting down a little layer of ice and then some snowfall behind
it. Oh, my God.
Shoot.
Yeah.
That sounds icky.
The exact track of this thing is kind of painting it into our northern areas. So Green Bay is anywhere from 1 to 3 inches. But up in towards Shawano area, they could get 3, 4, 5 inches or so. And then even further northwest, they're looking at over a half a foot. So the northern parts of the state definitely getting hit. And this will flip on Wednesday morning. So that'll be the biggest accumulation Wednesday morning. And we're looking like blizzard conditions because winds are going to be at 40 to 50 miles per hour. This is going to be a very, very big storm because it's got those wet kind of flakes coming through. And very slick and icy conditions.
Yeah,
too.
You know what?
So I
can handle 6 inches of snow. The rain part is a little scary that you're talking about.
Why?
Mm-hmm. So I could just think of 43, some of those stretches. If you get that rain underneath.
Ice, yeah. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
If that freezes underneath, that stretch around Denmark is lethal. I've never seen a stretch of road worse than right around between Denmark and like Maribel or Francis Creek or one of those.
They need to do something with snow fences over there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that wind is...
unbelievable. Like I said the other day, 8 cars in the ditch during that one stretch. I bet you it was 6 miles.
It's a nice skating rink.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. How's it in your area, Brittany? Is it going to get hit hard?
Are we going to get hit hard?
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking? Yeah, we're looking at like 3 to 5 inches or so here. So it's enough. We've got nothing really on the ground now. So.
And tell me that again. That's going to be Wednesday day?
Yes. So what's going to be happening is basically we'll have a few scattered showers already starting maybe tonight, 5 o'clock, and then we'll see a few more scattered on and off showers tomorrow morning. But then it really ramps up. So the rain will ramp up tomorrow night, pretty much in the evening hours. It'll continue to be heavy overnight, and then it flips early in the morning on Wednesday. So that's when we'll see a wintry mix first, and then it'll go straight to all snow, and it'll be hitting pretty hard,
Wednesday.
Pretty fast.
How early on Wednesday, Brittany? Not to put you on the spot, but how early? Are we talking pre-dawn?
Like when Todd leaves his house at 4:30 in the morning?
Yeah. Does he have to get a hotel Tuesday night? That's what he's asking.
Yeah. Right now, it looks at about 6 to 7 o'clock in the morning. It wants to do that flip. But, of course, that could change if this thing speeds up.
Todd, you want to just sleep on my couch?
No, I'm not going to be anywhere near that thing.
All right. Just throwing that out there. Yeah. Wow. All okay.
Right. Well, appreciate it.
Brittany, trying to be a nice guy.
Yeah. Brittany, I thought we were done with the lows. If it's going to freeze, it's going to be obviously under 32. How cold is it going to get?
It looks like we're getting down to those low 20s overnight. So we will be below freezing.
I got to tell you.
Tuesday night, Wednesday night.
Jim and I, what night did we do? So Friday or Saturday?
Friday.
Friday night was so cold. It was like a beautiful afternoon, like 42, 44, whatever. And then that wind changed. It was so bleeping cold Saturday night. It was Friday night? Was it Friday or Saturday? You sure?
No, Saturday night.
Yeah.
No, wait a minute.
No. No, it was Friday.
It was Friday.
It was Friday night. That yeah. wind was like 50 miles an hour.
But we were dressed for 44.
Yeah. So it we didn't know it was freezing. Getting cold.
Oh my gosh, you were?
Yeah. It was
you didn't tell
freezing
us.
That night. We had yeah. to walk kind of far to
we had
one
to walk
place.
A long way.
Yeah.
Oh well, no. That long. Yeah, that was
it
pretty,
was pretty far.
50 yards yeah. tops.
Oh, it's more 30. Than that.
It's not. Okay, whatever. 60? But it was cold. It was cold. It was cold.
Yeah.
Because Rascal Flats took up all the parking
yeah.
spots.
I know. You know what I told him? Okay, let me ask this, Brittany.
And now two old guys on the radio complaining about the weather.
We're at it was 60 yards if it was an inch.
Rascal Flatts took all the parking spot.
Rascal Flatts.
We were at a wrestling match. And we, yeah. Yes.
Which was actually a lot of fun.
It looked like you guys had
I got to tell you something. Anybody who says pro wrestling, it's fake. You go sit close to a ring. And you watch the athleticism of these guys climbing up onto the top thing of the turnbuckles and doing these back flips onto somebody and timing it right. And these people, I give them a lot of credit.
They're in good shape.
They're in phenomenal shape.
That was fun.
Yep. That was really a great tip. And then we went over to Jamie Lynn Fletcher, who was playing at the Legacy.
Yeah.
God, you think she sounded great singing our thing? You should have seen
her
better. With this big piano.
Oh, man. Grand piano. Wow. Anyway, she's doing pretty well. We met her mom.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. Her mom used to do TV commercials for Furs of Distinction.
I told her mom, I said, where do I know you from? She's from she was the lady on the Furs of Distinction commercials. Where she would
oh,
like.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's for like 30 years. She like, was that lady.
It was like the ShopGo lady. So yeah. Can we have your autograph?
Yeah, she's the Furs of Distinction
John bought,
lady.
You bought her a drink,
yeah,
which is nice.
Bought her a drink.
I don't think he's ever bought either one of
no,
us a drink.
No, not
has
me. He bought why mine was water.
Well, he always gets water, which is nice.
It's true.
Yeah, I love that part. Yeah. So, Brittany, let me ask you this. This time of year, it's kind of that in-between kind, between getting out. What do outdoor enthusiasts like yourself do? You can't ski, you can't ice fish, you can't whatever, but it's not warm enough to do the other things. What do you do to stay in shape?
We cry. No. honestly, this is the worst season for outdoor enthusiasts because we don't want to wreck the trails, so we have to stay off the trails. So you can't really do much of anything. If anything, you're going to do is probably street, you know, bike on the street. So a road bike out there. Otherwise, just some walking around the neighborhood, pretty much. Nothing
you get
that
camp
cool.
At, you get to camp at EAA again this year?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, she's all
let us know where you're, do you have a thing reserved?
Not just yet, but I will. It's
let us know.
On the corner.
Because Jim and I, we're going to be renting a thing. What? And we're going to stay there overnight.
No, we're not.
So let us know. We're going to stay right by
oh,
you.
Oh, I know. He is. You're right. We're renting the Hilton. That's right down the block.
No.
Are you okay, I might stay there too then.
Brittany,
that
you,
I'll do.
Are you allowed to have campfires there on the grounds?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wouldn't that be great? We'll all sit around the campfire. Todd, you want to join us?
That sounds so much fun. Yeah. You should
But Todd, it's in your own hometown. You're 5 minutes away.
Right. I don't need to stay overnight in the camper.
Take pictures. The hotel's not far, but I'm with Todd.
Nobody wants to camp with me. I offer my couch to people. Nobody takes me up on the offer.
Yep.
Wow.
John, camp with me. Come on. You can do it.
I'm going to.
We'll have Jim at the hotel in case a big storm comes or something.
All right. That's a deal. That's a deal. You can have the floor.
Okay, so
generous.
If somebody walked
for $20,
if somebody walked into
$20, I forgot to add that.
If somebody walked into my apartment, if somebody broke into my apartment, they would say,
"It's already been ransacked."
I'm gonna leave because I was even thinking that when I left it. It's like my boot from my leg. It's lying right in the middle as you walk in the door, right in the middle of it. I've stepped over it for 2 weeks. Okay, for my vacuum cleaner, I don't have the long extension, you know, to vacuum, like if you need to vacuum other parts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just the thing. So you know what I did? I went to the Dollar Tree, and I bought a roll of wrapping paper just for the cardboard thing. And I duct taped it onto my thing.
Oh, my God.
So that's what I used for my vacuum.
My goodness.
Okay. If I did that, I wouldn't admit it. Wow. I'll tell you though, that's creative. I will give you, a little website on how to, be super, 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 super cheap.
I use an ironing board for a sofa table.
Yeah. Brittany can do a blog on being an outdoors person.
Yeah.
And John can do one on being an indoors person.
Yes.
Brittany Merlot, we love you. You're the greatest.
Thanks, Brittany.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Have a great week. Stay safe.
You as well.
Back after this. You just will.
That all good things must end, baby. That's just the way it is, baby.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
Ready.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Sturgeon Spirits in Oshkosh, Timekeeper Distillery in Green Bay and Wausau, and Ledge Rock Distillery LLC in Eden. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Todd Alba Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor. You know, one of the last things we said there, Caregiver Appreciation Day. I have so much respect for caregivers.
Oh, yeah. Did we have them on here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is such a, God bless you, all the different jobs you could possibly have in the world. And for somebody to decide that's what they want to do. I mean, I'm just telling that from my mom and everything with her assisted living.
Some of them, the decision's made for you. You know what I mean? Like, they have to take care of their mom, right?
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
There are people who do that for a living, but there's some people that, I've got a friend right now, and she's going through that, her mom and her dad.
Yeah.
And they live like an hour and a half away. She's back there and forth. And that's tough.
Oh, no question about it. I last thing in the world I could do.
And they do not want to go to a home.
No.
Well, although there's some great places out there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, God bless the caregivers. I'm with you on that.
No, that's great. Cold Cuts Day. David Faustino is 51. Married with children?
Bud Bundy.
Bud.
Yep.
You ever do anything else?
I don't think so. Maybe a couple things, but nothing that stood out like that.
Julie Bowen, 55.
Don't you think he was a little typecast?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
I think everybody on that show got typecast, don't you think?
Yeah.
To a certain extent?
Well, Ron Howard. I saw an interview with Ron Howard. And he talked about that. You know, he went into, but he had a great transition. He went from, you know, Opie to Happy Days, basically.
Right.
So he still played the same. It's like just Opie grew up,
right?
Type of thing.
Yep.
But those other guys, nothing. Ralph Mouth and Potsy.
Potsy.
Nothing.
Fonzie. I mean, he did some other stuff.
Well, he did some goofy movies.
Yeah, but really nothing.
No. Uh-uh. And so, I mean, that did happen. But Ron Howard was saying he almost felt guilty at times because his career, but then he got into directing.
Right.
Phenomenal director.
Yeah, right.
But those guys never really acted again.
And you think it's because of the typecasting?
No question. You know the guy who cannot, and he brought this on himself, so I'm not defending him in any way, shape, or form, but a guy that could have had a great post-career, I think in a lot of ways, is Kramer from Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
And he did that stupid thing. You know, he said the N-word. It's like, done, over, not even a question. But George, Jason Richards, he's tried numerous things, can't get anything
going. Jason Alexander.
Or, I'm sorry, Jason Alexander.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus,
right? She had a good show, though. She had that.
Veep
was a great show. Oh, my gosh, that was a great show.
But was she kind of her or in that or no?
No, I mean, no, okay, a little bit of it, because she also did the new something of old Christine or something like
that. Yeah, she's had a couple of shows. Veep was a tremendous show. You actually would like Veep, because it's a lot like Spin City. It's the behind the scenes
of the vice president
of politics. That was a tremendous show.
Park and Rec a little bit?
Yes,
a little
bit. Exactly like that.
That was funny.
Exactly like that. Actually, Ron Swanson introduced something last night, one of the categories or something. And Conan even said, oh, it's great to hear Ron Swanson's voice, because he's just got that certain kind of style. Julie Bowen, is she in, what's the name of that show?
She's an actress.
What's the name of that show? It's pretty good.
She was in Happy Gilmore.
Okay.
As an actress. Modern Family.
Modern Family. Yep, That's a good show. I like that show. She's cute. I like that. Jackie Joy. What?
I like that.
What?
A little creepy.
She's cute. I like that.
Okay. No, I didn't mean.
I know you didn't probably mean that.
I know, but just.
Hey, I like that thing. Right. That's a good I like cute women. Jackie Joyner Kersee. I thought she died. Who am I thinking of?
Florence.
Yes.
Flojo.
Flojo. You're right. You're exactly right. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Speaking of death,
the actor, you know, that we're following a little bit.
Gene Hackman?
Do you think it's weird?
Nine days.
I was just going to say that.
His kids didn't call for 9 days?
Right. Your kids, I mean, you couldn't be gone for 9 days. None of us could without somebody calling.
But if your dad's 95 years old.
Or your neighbors, don't they check on him?
Somebody.
Don't somebody call? Was he in, I don't know if he was.
It was kind of desolate or secluded.
Yeah, he was up there. But his wife was only 65 or something, and you think they would be like on, you know, boards or get invited to events, even though they probably wouldn't go. I was just surprised. 9 days is a long, long time for nobody to reach out to you.
Your grandpa's 95.
Right.
Call him once a week.
And it was the maintenance guy.
Yeah. They were like mummified?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what happened there. Do you? One of the speculations is that she had some kind of a seizure, you know, and collapsed. And then he, like, got out of bed and said, you know, what's going on? And maybe fell or... I don't know.
How'd the dog die?
He was, you know why? He was in a kettle. Or not a kettle. A kennel.
What's a kennel?
He was in a kennel. He was in a cage.
And couldn't get out.
And they think he died of starvation or...
Oh, don't tell me that. Wow.
Dehydration. Because he was locked in the kennel when the...
Gotcha.
Because at first they said he was in a closet. And people are like, who would lock a dog in a closet? Why would No, but he was actually in his crate. Yeah, and died.
Who kennels their dog? Wow.
Dog's in a kennel right now.
That's because you're not there.
I think most normal people.
If you're not there. But if you're there.
Well, don't they like to sleep in those? Don't they feel
secure?
Sure,
leave the door open. Yeah, they feel secure because there's nothing. Yeah, you're right about all that.
Yeah.
But leave the door open. You don't have to lock it.
I don't know. I'm just.
That's the mystery to me, John.
It's not the crazy death. It's why
it's not two people dead. Why did they lock the door? Who in the hell the locks the door of their dog?
There's something wrong here. There's something wrong here.
It's all of a sudden like a really weird edition of Columbo going on.
Yeah.
Here.
I don't like the door.
Yeah. Just one more thing. Why was the door locked?
My wife always says, don't lock the door on our dog. Because then you got him locked in and he doesn't like that. Leave the door open. So I'm just curious. Why did you lock your dog in your bedroom? What? Why did you do it? I just think so last because my wife's going to ask me.
John, that? I don't know, man.
Well, I'm just telling you. Columbo's
funny.
Just one more thing.
Why? I thought that was the mystery. All right, we'll figure it out.
My wife.
That's right.
Had a dog. And she had a kettle. And she said, no matter what you don't never lock the door.
Nobody ever locks in the house if you're there. Yeah. If you're gone, that's why you lock it. So, I don't know, John. I think that could be the missing link in this whole discovery.
It's just something on the top of my head. We're going to set a quick break. Mark Daniels joining us. We come back.
WGBW and WGBW.FM. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we hope you had a great weekend. Jane is back. We have another installment of Beyond the Cheese for you. And don't forget, this shouldn't be a thing. Join us.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
Everyone loves to say that they're Irish around St. Patrick's Day, but are you really? Honestly, are you? Well, if you're not sure, and if those pesky DNA tests kind of make you feel uncomfortable, then the Irish Genealogy Workshop on Monday, March 10th at the Brown County Library might be for you. This series is going to offer extensive information about the sources available to discover your Irish or Scottish roots. Registration is required. May the luck of the Irish be on your side, and head to WGBW.fm, click events, and maybe you won't make a liar out of those Kiss Me I'm Irish t-shirts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. World leaders gathering for a security summit in London, vowing to support Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky following that abrupt White House meeting last week. European Council President Antonio Costa after the London summit in Moldova.
No one more than Ukrainians want peace. And of course, we are supporting them to achieve this lasting peace.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge.
The UK and France front and center, agreeing to negotiate a peace proposal that would include the deployment of troops and planes to Ukraine to police a potential ceasefire.
President Trump will deliver a speech to Congress tomorrow night. It's not a State of the Union, but it will lay out his priorities. Some Democrats say they plan to invite newly fired federal workers as their guests. Sean Baker's film Anora went home with the top prizes at the Oscars last night. It won Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Screenplay. Pope Francis had a quiet night, no signs of any setbacks as he recovers from pneumonia. This is ABC News.